So we've been looking for the last few weeks at the perseverance of Paul. Hopefully, like me, you have been inspired by all that Paul endured and the faithfulness with which he lived his life. Last week, we looked at Paul, and he was boasting in sort of a sardonic kind of way about all of the suffering that he had endured as he shared the good news of Jesus. So in our text today, Paul is writing to his protege, the one who he is planning to take his place, and he's being held in a Roman prison. And church tradition is that he is executed by the Emperor Nero, who was known for his persecution of Christians. Paul had been hauled to Rome, and he was awaiting his execution. So as you hear these words from 2 Timothy today, I want you to notice that as Paul is facing death, the words that he is sharing with Timothy are not ones of despair, not ones of sadness, but words of triumph. Paul writes to Timothy, "As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Love that text. I love the way that Paul approaches it. And you notice that when he says this, when he's talking about this crown of righteousness, he doesn't say, "Hopefully." He doesn't say, "I might get." He is claiming it with authority, with the understanding that through Christ, he has been made righteous. We'll talk some more about that later. Paul begins in verse 6 by saying, "I am already being poured out as a drink offering." So Paul is referencing the whole of his life having been poured out. And it's hearkening back to an Old Testament sacrifice of pouring out of wine next to the altar as sort of the final act of a sacrifice. You know, this is not the first time that Paul talks about sacrifice. In Romans 12:1, he writes, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, make your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." I have shared with you before that I'm such a vile sinner that I don't have a life verse, I have a whole life chapter, and it comes from Romans 12. I need a whole chapter to hang on to. And this verse from 12:1, it's with me every day of my life. Paul talks about making yourself a sacrifice, something that he has done. You look at all that he has endured, all that he has endured physically, emotionally, spiritually. His entire life, from the time he was converted until the time of his death, was an act of sacrificial worship. Since his conversion, his entire life was a sacrifice, and now he prepares to make the final sacrifice. giving of his life. With these two verses, you see is a summary of Paul's life in Christ. What would it look like if we saw each day of our life as an offering to God? How would it affect our conversations, our decisions, our life poured out for the sake of Jesus? Not our glory, but his. Not for our gain, but for his kingdom. Let us never forget that as a follower of Christ, and especially with our understanding as Wesleyans of sanctifying grace, it's about the journey. It's about the path. It's about the process of learning and becoming more holy and letting God work on us as we experience God's sanctifying grace. And then in this text, Paul writes about his life in three ways. He says, I have fought the good fight, finished the race, I have kept the faith. The Greek word that is used here that is translated as fight really has nothing to do with fighting as in a war context, but it's more like a contest, like a game, a competition. Paul is saying, I have been in the game. I have fought hard. I have withstood whatever was thrown at me. I have endured for the gospel. Are you even in the game? Can you say that I have fought the fight, or I am fighting the fight? Paul goes on to say, I have finished the race. Other translations say the course. The idea is I have finished what has been laid out before me. And here Paul is talking about his endurance. He kept his eye on Jesus as he ran this race. As Amanda and Carly talked about, we keep this light of Christ and we keep that as our focus. Paul ran the race. And he ran the race keeping his eyes on Jesus. You see, as a follower of Jesus the Christ, we don't run the race of life like the rest of the world runs that race. We run that race knowing what awaits us at the finish. We run this race with a purpose, keeping our eyes upon Jesus. We, like Paul, are running the race, and we are experiencing God's sanctifying grace as we run toward Jesus. We're running towards Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is running beside us. It is guiding us. It is leading us. It is chiding us. It is helping us to learn about becoming more Christ-like as we run this race towards Jesus. And then Paul concludes this description of his life. I have kept the faith. What he's saying is, I have guarded the treasure that has been entrusted to me. Jesus gave me his gospel. Made me right with God, and I have done what is asked of me. I have shared the good news. I have done all that God has asked of me. For Paul, the finish line is near. He can see it. And he has done everything he can do. He's not faltered. He's not stopped. This harkens back to like a marathon. He's run the race. He just takes the next step. And the finish line is near. And at the finish, Paul talks about the crown of righteousness that awaits him. Now, let me be real clear here. Paul is getting this crown of righteousness not because of his faithfulness, not because of what Paul did, not because of what he accomplished in his life. Paul would be the first one to tell you that this crown of righteousness is his through nothing else but the work of Jesus Christ. It is a gift. This crown of righteousness cannot be earned. It is a gift. Our life should be a result of pouring out of gratitude for this gift that we have received. This gift of righteousness, this gift of being made right with God. Our relationship with God has been made whole. And we are forgiven. And Paul goes on to say that this crown of righteousness is not just for him. It is for all who have loved Jesus. Our translation, it came from the New Revised Standard Version. And the way it reads is at the end, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I'm not very happy with that translation. Other translations say, not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And that's really the word that is here. It's agapo. And it can be used as longed, but I like to hear this as all who have loved his appearing. What Paul is saying is that this crown of righteousness is not just his, but it is available to all who love Jesus Christ. So what would your life look like if every day you decided that you were going to pour out that day in a sacrificial act of worship of the one who saved you? What would our community look like if every person that attended church here lived their life like that? As if every day was a sacrificial outpouring for Jesus, for his kingdom. What would the world look like if we were to live, all followers of Jesus were to live our lives as if it was an offering to Jesus Christ every single day? Paul did that for some 30 years, from the time of his conversion to the time of his beheading by the Emperor Nero. And I think it's important that we understand that Paul approached his death as a final sacrifice, as an act of triumph. And that when we face death, as we all will, it is a triumphal act. It is a coming to pass of the promise that Jesus Christ has made to us all, that through our love of him, we will receive righteousness, that we will receive the gift of eternal life. Jesus has made that offer to any who love him. Are you in the game? Are you even running the race that Jesus has laid out before you? Let each day of your life pour out of you as a holy and living sacrifice to the one who gave so much for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful for your love. Love of which we are so undeserving. Love of which we don't fully understand. But we accept it. And we are grateful for your grace and for your love. Father, help us to be in the race, to fight the fight, that we may share the good news of Jesus Christ, that people will see in us a beacon of the love and grace that God has for the world. Help us to fight the good fight. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.